It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium here on the campus of Round County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, Bath County and Round County set to do battle here in 61st District boys action. Bath County comes in 6-17. Lost a few games in a row here last night, lost at East Carter. Round County has won 7-9. They come in 15-8 under Coach Thacker, who starts his 200th season here at Round County High School. And Todd, Round County heavy favorite. Bath County without Jay Smith, who's out with an ankle issue, sprained it last night at East Carter. This is a game that Bath County would love to steal. This is also a game that you may not want to show a whole lot because this is a likely district matchup here from Round County.
Well, and yeah, you say that, but Bath County would love to get a win.
Sure.
They'd love to have the confidence. Put the doubt in Round County's head going into the district. So, I mean, you know, are they going to come out and be vanilla? I don't think they will. I think they're actually going to come out and play and try to win. I mean, it's hard to tell teenage boys not to go out and give it their best, especially against a team that you're not friends with.
Right.
There's no secret. These teams don't like each other.
Right, and it's, you know, kind of an emotional night here for Round County. They have nine seniors that were honored, and that's why we're a little bit late going on, and we appreciate your patience as we start this broadcast about 30 minutes later than we normally would have. The Bath County JV team got a win. They won by 3 points in kind of dramatic fashion. And the varsity looking to do the same thing. This Round County team came in the first contest as a heavy favorite against Wildcats. They defeated Bath County back on January 25th, 69-39. And Owingsville was never really a close game whatsoever. Round County controlled the tempo. They made shots. And they had that lockdown defense that Coach Thacker's team is known for. And they defeated Bath County pretty easily back there a couple weeks ago. Round County has split with Fleming County. A lot of folks thought that that would be, you know, some of the best battles of this season, and it has been. Round County lost by 10 to Fleming County early, and just this past week, Round County defeated Fleming County by 18 points to actually put them in the driver's seat if the tiebreaker is total points scored against that opponent. So, Bath County, Round County set to do battle. This is a game in which Round County is 8-3 within the region. Bath County is 2-12. Bath County is 0-5 in the district. Round County is 4-1. So each team finishing up their district basketball schedule here this evening. And Todd, all of our wonderful sponsors, we'd like to thank them all. After the broadcast, we'll have our Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, our Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game. And we will also have our Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player, Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, and our Ira Kilburn Final Verdict. When we head back to the studio, we'll have the rest of our pregame show momentarily. You're listening to Wildcat Pregame on WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care. The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, a car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Welcome back as the pregame show continues here on WKCA. You're home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Live stream is on WKCARadio.com if you haven't already. Todd Waits, Patrick Armitage.
Hank Armitage.
And Hank's here with us too.
He's got the ladies.
He's got the ladies stopped by and all saying hi before the ball game. Beth County's going to be no traveling red uniforms around County in their home whites. Todd, I mentioned it, senior night. Nine of them. Cheerleaders. They had a crew of seniors. So these guys have been together for a long time. And I thought Coach Thacker said it best. We had a chance to kind of listen in to what he said. He said, we've had a lot of ups and downs. We've been able to get nine seniors who didn't quit. And, you know, it's hard to get nine seniors to play. And coming from a coach, it's hard to build a big class because you have guys that don't like the amount of playing time they're getting, or you have guys that aren't happy with their roles, or don't want to be a bench player, and everybody can't start, and they decide to move on for whatever reason. But to keep kids together this long, eventually you're going to get, you know, sometimes the reward that you've put in with your work. And when you look at these seniors for this Round County team, Deshaun Watson runs their point. We've seen him improve. I mean, he was a rough ball handler when he started. And he came here as a transfer student. He's gotten so much better. They've added the Myers kid, who's their second leading scorer. He played middle school ball here. He moved to LCA. But he's been able to come back for his senior year and have a big year. He averages 16 points a game. Watson averages 10, respectively. And then also, Kobe Wilburn is the team's leading scorer, averages 18. He's a multi-sport star. And then you sprinkle in Winkleman, who's a role player. Maxie, who starts. That's John Maxie's son, former Bath County teacher. You know, he averages nearly double figures a game. And then you've got Thacker, Goldberg, Birchfield, and, you know, on down their bench. And White is another player that's also a senior. But, you know, they've been together. The Ingles kid is a COVID senior, so he's actually a junior. He'll come back next year as a senior. But he would have been part of this class as well. So Round County has guys that have played together a long time. This Bath County roster, we're still trying to figure things out. We've added some new players. We've got some guys playing different roles. We lose our all-world point guard last year, and it's really changed how Bath County looks offensively and defensively. It's also been a chemistry challenge, to say the least, and you're bringing in another coach, third coach, in 3 years. So Bath County's kind of battling all those things, and, you know, there's a reason that Bath County's struggling a little bit, and there's a reason that Round County and Fleming County, who have those teams that have played together for years, there's a reason that they have done it. And, Todd, we've been on both sides of this, and it's part of local small school basketball.
Absolutely. We got seven seniors.
Yep.
So in your manager, you got eight. I mean, yep. So we've got a pretty good senior class. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a group of kids that didn't get to see a lot of playing time.
Right.
Played a lot of JV ball. So we've been through those struggles. We know those struggles. And, you know, part of being a small school, you don't always get, you know, those kids out. You see it on the baseball field. You get some of those kids, you look at them as, you know, middle schoolers, and you're like, oh, they're going to be good when they get to high school. And they get to high school, and they get different interests. They get they get a job. They get a girlfriend. They get both. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just don't like playing this sport anymore. Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of that. But, you know, we've got to get all the athletes we can to stick with the program.
There is a lot less margin for error at Bath County than there is at Round County getting people out. You know, the numbers
Absolutely. The
numbers are great there, and Bath County's just trying to get everybody that can play out.
As we're getting ready to have starting lineups, Bath County's got to take care of the basketball. They've got to rebound. That's your Ivory Cuban opening arguments. We can't turn it over, and we can't let them have it. And pace is going to be huge. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Lady Cats in action tonight at home against Lewis County. We'll try to get you those updates as we can. Ashton Barrett has scored a ton of points in her career at Bath County High School, and she's pressing for the all-time school record, not only the girls' record, but the boys' as well.
Absolutely. She's got an outside chance of catching Zach Otis, who just set that record last year.
As Braden Myers has given a basketball mid-court, I'm pretty sure it's a 1,000-point club that he has joined, which he got most of those
elsewhere.
Another school. So just a quick little ceremony before we get started here. This Bath County team we talked about last night struggled, for the most part against East Carter. We didn't make shots, and you know we've had trouble with zone defense, and we've had trouble, stopping teams that play that pace that East Carter does with those really good guards, which is a little concerning against Deshaun Watson, this really good Grant County backcourt. And as Todd mentioned, rebounding is important, but the ball handling is the key. If he said it, I'm going to double down on it. We've got to protect the basketball. Even though this Grant County team isn't a relentless pressing team, they will turn you over. And they sort of bring it at different levels. Like they'll bring a three-quarter court press, they'll attack you at half court with a zone, and then occasionally you will get the full court press. And you know, you've got to be able to be ready for pressure anytime you touch it. And the players that are on the floor for Bath County at all times have to be ball handlers. It's going to be a really tough game for your non-ball handlers in this game tonight.
Absolutely. So turning the lights out, got the spotlights going, and they're going to announce the Round County starting five. And Bath County starters look like this. Sarl McCarty, Braden Roussas, Mo Rennie, and Brashear. So you got Roussas and Brashear as your forwards, Charles McCarty your guards, and Rennie as their senior. For Brown County, they're going to go with five seniors. They're going to go along with Thacker and Winkleman. Slade White going to get the nod. Birchfield and Goldberg are the starting five. Now, I'm sure the other seniors are going to see some playing time coming up. You know, it's kind of hard not to have Maxie out there, or Morris, or Wilburn. You know, those guys will be out on the floor. But, you know, when you go into a senior night, and Watson, of course, when you go into a senior night and you go against your starting, you know, your usual starters, you got guys that are coming in and starting in a role that they're not used to, you know, how is the chemistry going to be for that team? You know, we've seen it go both ways. We've seen those kids come out and shoot lights out and play lights out and, you know, build a lead. We've seen teams come out, do this, and just completely go flat. So how are these kids going to respond? How are the starters normally going to respond coming off of a different role, coming off the bench? Because there's some players that they play well when they start. When they're on the bench, they don't.
Bath County girls did get a big win tonight at home against Lewis County. So that one's in the books, over with a little bit early.
And this they started a little early.
Right. And this one here is ready to go. Bath County's Mo Rennie. And there, jump. I guess it's about a 5'8 Winkleman, and Mo gets it easily. We've had everything but a chili supper. We're ready to roll.
Finally. I didn't get anything to eat.
Mo gets it at the top, gives it over to Sorrell. Long three right wing is up, no good. Ball is controlled by Taylor Sorrell. Gets his own rebound, takes it to the basket, misses a shot, but he's harmed. He'll go live two. As Todd mentioned, you've got Sorrell, Rennie, Brashear, McCarty, and Braden Roussas for the Cats. Round County with a host of seniors that we've honestly haven't seen before.
Bath County game tomorrow night against Bracken County was supposed to be senior night in Owingsville. The game got canceled, so there will not be a game tomorrow night. Looks like they picked up a game against Berea on the 16th, which will now be senior night.
Gotcha. Righty, picked one up. Shot number one was no good. Shot number two by Sorrell is good. He's Bath County's leading scorer. Averages 15 points a night. 1-0 Bath. Walking it up is Winkleman. As he keeps his dribble alive and passes over to White. Now back out to Winkleman. Goldberg running the post.
Thought that was Purdue.
Not, well. Not Bill, but Hayden. As they get it to the paint, jump shot's taken from 15, and it is no good. Birchfield missed it.
A little block there from Rennie.
Sorrell catches it. Corner three pocket. Good. 4-1, 4-0 back. As Coach Thacker's maybe second-guessing his lineup.
He hadn't panicked yet. He's still calm on the sideline.
Some people on this radio have gotten down 8-0 on senior night. Live to tell about it. Winkleman kicks it over to a wing. Gets it down to the baseline. Now kick back out top of key to Goldberg. He goes to Winkleman. Winkleman played good in that first contest. He forces one up. No good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound by Brashear. Winkleman missed a point-blank opportunity. McCarty catch three, no good off the back iron. Ball is in the air, saved by Roussis. Bounced off a Round County player and out of bounds. That one was touched last by Birchfield. Cats will keep it on their own baseline. 6:22 to go first quarter. 4-0 Wildcats. Here's a corner three. McCarty missed everything. Rebound on the play by Round County. He was wide open too. Winkleman in transition.
He don't miss many of those like that.
Birchfield wanting to shoot it. They get it out to Goldberg. Good job defensively on White here by McCarty. And Eli steps in. Got a steal for a moment, then gets it taken back away. Winkleman gives it up to White on the right wing. Here's a pass to the middle to Birchfield. Gets in the traffic. Out to Goldberg. Three is on its way. No good. Falls out of bounds to Bath County. And here comes through Round County starting five, Ingles, Watson, Myers, Wilburn, and Maxie. And the five seniors that started for Round County get a big ovation from the student section who's sitting right in front of us. Bath County up 4-0 at the 5:46 mark here in this opening period. Ball's inbounded to Brashear. He's double-teamed, and he throws it away. Myers back the other way. Spin moving the paint. Shots up and good. Quickly. Now kind of cuts this lead in half. They're coming with a 1-2-2 trapping full court. Ball's inbound to Brashear. Goes to the corner like they want you to do. He gets to Talen. Breaks the pressure. Midcourt has it back to him. Coming away from the basketball is Mo. On the baseline. Kicks it out to Brashear. It's off his hands out of bounds. Probably the defensive pressure from the starting five of Round County that are now in the game. Is just at a different level.
Completely changed. It went from smooth jazz to metal rock in about 30 seconds.
Went from a 2 to about a 10. And
you know, that screaming stuff.
Yeah. And what you saw there was, you know, their first possession, they get the ball to Braden Myers. He's about a 5'10 guard, but he's really athletic. He's really quick. He's got a good shot. That kind of respects his jump shooting ability, but he's able to take it off the bounce and score in the paint. For those first two, and then they turn us over defensively as Rennie got the ball on the baseline for Bath County, and he thought he was going to have a pass to the basket. They did a good job of cutting him off. He tried a long pass out top that Brashear couldn't handle, and it was a good defensive possession there for Round County. So it gets them the ball as they walk it up, moving left to right, as Watson has it on the wing, puts down a few dribbles. They go to the corner. To Myers, back up top, the key to Watson. Not a big threat to shoot the three. Hits the deck. Is Brashear. He has it taken away by Watson. Laying it up and in, and one is Myers as he is fouled there by Roussis. So we're tied at fours and a chance for a three-point play here for Myers. He averages 15 a night. If you're just joining our broadcast, we're a little late getting started because of a prolonged Round County senior festivities. McCarty gets the bounce for Bath County. Skip pass up the floor to Brashear. Takes in the paint. and he travels with it. He tried a jump step. He's wanting some help from an official. He was thinking he was bumped. And I think this is a good defensive play.
I think he traveled.
Yeah. Back the other way is Watson with it. 4:47 to go here in the first. Round County up 5-4 over your cast. Ingles with a bounce pass to Myers. Has it at the elbow. Gives it over to Watson. Down low to Maxey. Bunch of good passers out here. That's what makes him dangerous. Myers, three times. He got it. A couple 30-plus point ball games this year for Braden Myers. And he's on pace for another one.
He's got 8 points.
Bashir has it stolen away. And that's an easy two there for Round County as they steal it on the press. It's a full one. We're going to take it as well. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
After a quick start, Bath County got up 4-0. Now trail 10-4, 4:22 to go in the first period. The pressure from Round County is just on. Here's another steal. McCarty tries a long pass up the floor to Sorrell. Jumper, 17 feet. Myers, he gets it home just inside the arc. And we got a double dribble on Bashir as he crossed midcourt. And just quick put down his dribbles. Eli McCarty comes out of the game being replaced by Preston Roussis. So walking it up here is Round County's Myers. Bath County back in a half court. Playing a little zone. There's a jumper that's in and out by Myers. Nearly made a three. Rebound by Rennie. Moe gets it over to Preston. Crosses the midcourt stripe with it. Goes up to Bashir. Has it on the baseline. Down to Moe. Slams it. Not home.
Tech hanging on the rim.
Mocott had a chance for a big dunk, and the ball popped out. Well, as it popped out, he hung on to the rim with the other hand. Had the right idea, but that is a violation. And it is a technical foul. It's a good score result in no basket. Mo finally got it down in second hand. But he's going to have a chance for two here. Is Jason Ingles at the line here for Round County.
Ingles not a bad foul shooter.
Misses that one, Todd.
Sorry.
He doesn't miss many at all. You're right. Misses the first one. He's got a second. It's 12-4 round.
I mean, he's only an 82% free throw shooter.
And he missed them both. We'll take it.
You go back to starters not starting. How does it affect you? You know, does Ingles not get a hot start because he's not started?
Everybody else, all right.
Myers,
they've survived it.
Myers
has put us on his back of your Round County. My goodness.
He's got 10 of the 12.
Back door, beautiful pass from Maxey to a cutting Kobe Wilburn. Easiest two of his life. Makes it 14-4. Wildcats have it. Transition basketball. They get it up the floor to Roussis. He has it taken away. That's Preston. Here comes a lob pass from Maxey, or to Maxey from Watson, and we have a steal by Bath County Sorrell, and Maxey fouls him from behind. So that's going to cause a short stoppage in play. Wildcats will keep the possession. 3:14 to go here in the first. 14-4. The girls will win over Lewis County at home. The boys in a battle here with Round.
It's
Bass running some press offense. Nice job of breaking the pressure. Moe gets on the wing, fakes a three. Double team, gets to Sorrell. Skip pass across the defense to Roussis. Preston, step back jumper from 15, and no good. Rebound on the play by Watson. Crosses the timeline with it, looking for a teammate. Passes over to Myers, fakes the three, goes inside the arc, over to Ingles. Three is up. Three is no good. 40% shooter from out there. Rebound on the play by Rennie. Moe gets the basketball to Sorrell. He walks up the 2:46 mark. Ball in his right hand. Between the circles. Picked up man-to-man by Myers. Here's a bounce pass to Rennie at the elbow. Cutter one way. Hits Brashear. Gets into pain, and he is fouled on his way up. That's going to be another one on Mr. Maxey. And that's going to send Montana to the free throw line. And Brashear, one of the most important Wildcats out here, because he's a guy that can actually pick up some of the scoring load. And as we mentioned in the pregame show, without Jay Smith on the floor, it takes a shooter off, it takes a defender off, a willing passer. Free throw number one is good. He will get a second.
5 minutes off the clock between baskets for Bath County.
Yep. So 14-5 to score, one more for Montana. So Brashear's got to pick up that scoring load. We got to get production from these guards. And then obviously Taylor's got to have an above average game for Bath County to compete. Now for Bath County to win, these guys have to have excellent games. Round came one of the top four teams in the region. If you ask me, Wilburn three, no good. Rebound and play by Watson. Gives a bounce pass down low to Myers. Thought about a jumper. They move it back to Watson. His three is up, and he's making threes. It's going to be a tough night for your club. 17-6, Round County over Bath. 2:02 to go, first period of play. There's a steal as Brashear throws it right to a Round County player, cut in the passing lane. Round County gets an inbound down 19-6. Now top is Brashear. Has it at the elbow. Down low to Braden Roussis. Kind of a bad spot. And he's fouled. And Todd Braden was in a bad position on the baseline.
He was having to tiptoe to keep from being out of bounds.
And if Round County doesn't touch him, he may step out of bounds.
I think that's where he was headed.
So fortunately for the Wildcats, get to protect a possession here. 1:40 to go here in the first. 19-6. Sorrell, two-trigger. Looking for Rennie. Finds Moe with the elbow. 6'11", he puts the ball on the deck. He probably should have turned and shot it. Watson back the other way. Moe goes to block the shot and fouls him. And Watson makes a layup. A 2 on Rennie.
Well, he's got a technical. It gives him 2.
Yep. So Watson going to have a chance for a three-point play with his team up 21-6. As Alan Bowling set to come in the game replacing Rennie. So you got Roussis, Brashear, Sorrell, and Rennie, the five on the floor here for the Cats.
Did they count that basket?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, they had 19. Free throw is up. No good. Ball was pulled out over Myers. They tapped it to him. That's a good job by a much smaller Ingles, who stands about 5'6". And he tipped it to a taller player and laying it in there is Myers. 23-6. Not a good possession after the Cats.
And here's a communication.
Here's a back tap by Ingles. Ball goes out of bounds. Back will keep it.
I mean, Talon's a good ball handler, but he's got to know somebody's coming up behind him full force.
They're going to try to put the pressure on him. And Brashear's the same way. When those two guys had the ball in their hands, multiple guys are going to try to come knock it out. Roussis three, corner. That's Braden in and out, no good. Rebound the play by Wilburn. Pretty good look there from B. Wilburn kicks over to Ingles. Out to Myers. Back to Ingles. Now to Wilburn. Myers gets in the paint. Open Ingles three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound the play by Brashear. He's got a 1-on-4. He decides to try to force it, has it taken away. Out with the basketball is Myers. Crosses over into the paint. Puts it up and good. Oh my goodness, he lost his footing. And he sort of heaved at the basket as he was bumped.
And if
fouls on Sorrell. Makes it 25-6.
When it's falling your way, it's falling your way.
It is. Free throws up and in. So a 20-point Round County lead. Back was up 4-0, and it has been all Round County. They brought those starters in here on senior night, and they have just completely taken this game by storm. Bashir gets it. He hands over to Roussis. Now the other Roussis. Braden breaks the pressure. Forces it into the paint. Shot taken. No good. Rebound Bowling. Allen back up with it. Misses his shot. Winkleman with the board here for Round County. He's looking to push it. Does not have numbers. They pull it back out to Wilburn. Clock's at 17 seconds. Coach Stacker's wanting a final shot. He's going to get it. Clock's at 10. Preston Roussis nearly with a steal, top of the key, and he does come out with it. It goes out of bounds. Great defensive play by Preston. Todd marked that.
Myers might have got away with a little push.
Yes,
too.
And he was, and that's the younger Myers, but he definitely had his pocket picked by Preston. The ball rolls out of bounds. Talks at 6 seconds. Now top with his Myers, goes to the other Myers. Puts down a few dribbles, back to his brother. Braden puts down two dribbles. Shot is taken, and I think he didn't get it off. The official said he did get it off. It doesn't go either way. We've reached the end of the first quarter. 26-6, round over Bath. We're back in 60. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as we start the second quarter of play here from Round County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Girls with a 51-23 win in the book over Lewis County. Bath County struggling here on the road. Todd was a good start. Round County started some guys that aren't their normal cast characters. And as soon as they brought those starters into the game, I think they were hungry. They're also seniors. Many of them are. Braden Myers has put on a show. Watson's played well. Haven't seen a lot of Wilburn. Maxie, they haven't had a lot of touches, but when they have, they've been efficient. The next thing you know, they're up 20. Let's hear the Bath County found. The Wildcats in a little bit of foul trouble.
Rennie's got two.
And that one's called on Bowling. I thought it was on Bashir. They both hacked. Maxie's first one is up and good. He will get a second. He goes in the act of shooting. 27-6. Second was good as well. 28-6, 7:49 to go here in the second quarter. Sorrell's out there with Preston Roussis, Braden Roussis, Montana Bashir, and Allen Bowling. Ball is inbounded. Now Kenny comes away with an easy steal. Midcourt, nobody was there to catch the pass. Winkleman 3 is on its way. Good. Winkleman started this game. He's back in. It's 31-6. Bashir with a long pass up before to Roussis. Braden catches. Shots up from 10. No good. Short. Rebound on the play. A Gavin Myers. He gives it up to Watson. Transition basketball. Corner 3. Maxie. No good. Preston Roussis with a rebound. He's going to have a one-on-one here against Myers. He decides to back it back out. Gives it to Braden Roussis. Now top of the key to Sorrell. Fox at 7-11 to go here in the second quarter. 31-6 is the score. Bowling catches, needs some help. Now he hands off to Sorrell. As they're hedging on a pick out there, now double teaming out of it. Bashir catches, top of the key. tries to pass down low, and it's stolen away. It actually goes off of Bowling. Montana should probably went up that shot. Transition layup is missed by Watson. Rebound played by Brashear back the other way of the Cavs. Brashear takes it coast to coast, lays it up. It's short. Rebound on the play by White of Round County. They should have numbers. Brashear was still on the ground. They kick it out to Watson. Finds White for a three. That was the open man. Misses it badly. Winkleman rebound. Fouled by Brashear from behind. And Winkleman will get two free throws here. It's the first foul I got on Brashear, I believe.
Yep.
So Winkleman, who's getting a lot of play here on his senior night. They're going to say this ball was on the ground. That's a tough call because Winkleman was going up for a layup, and he's got pushed in the back.
Well, he was going up for a rebound, I think.
I got you.
Because it was a short shot.
Now top with it is Watson. Clock's at 6.5 to go here in this first half. Winkleman looks down low, finds White, open layup, got around Roosters for two. Sort of fell asleep on the back of the Bath County zone. Preston Roosters gives it up to Saul. Over to Brashear, nice touch pass into Bowling. Allen is fouled, he'll go for two from the free throw line. Good look there from Montana.
4.5 minutes between baskets once again for the Cats.
Bowling breaks that drought with a free throw. And it's been mostly free throws, hasn't it? And those four early. Yeah. And some free throws.
Had a free throw to get your first point, then made a three-point basket. And then two free throws, and now you've got another free throw up.
So one field goal through 10 clock minutes, and that will not win you a ball game. That kid's making a sub here. Bowling comes off Rennie back in. Pretty good job by Allen there, stepping up making those free throws. 33-8 as the clock approaches 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Coach Perry has his team in the 2-3 zone. Chase Robinson in the game for Bath County. Here's a pass over on the wing and a steal coming out of there with his Brashear. He's backpicked, but they are called for a foul. White reaches in. So Bath County will have it side out here with Sorrell. Got to get Taylor some shots. Watson just doing an excellent job.
He's 1-2.
Yeah.
50% behind the arc.
That's what I'm saying. We've got to give him the basketball. Out top with it is McCarty. Bath County really entered this season with two starters that were getting a lot of minutes in their careers. And those are the two. Chase Robinson gets it down low, puts up a shot, no good. Ball hits the deck, rebound the play. Gavin Myers, transition basketball up to White. Shot's taken, no good. He is fouled hard by Rennie. The three on Mo.
That'd be true.
And so White's going to shoot a pair. Another Round County senior. Bowling will replace Rennie in the lineup. Free throw is short. Round County's coming with five fresh players off the bench.
One of the players on the bench is arguing with an official about that foul. It's not even in the game, not even dressed.
So shot number two is up. And it is good. So making one of two there. Was White. 5:21 to go here in the second quarter. 34-8 from Round County. Falls in the center of the court. They take it away from Robinson. Give Ingles a steal. He crosses the midcourt stripe. Gives it up to White. Has it to free throw line. Now to Myers. Keeps his dribble alive. Now skip pass across the defense. Corner Ingles three, in and out, no good. Rebound down low by Winkleman for a moment. He has it taken away from him by Sorrell. Bath County transition the other way. Taylor three up, no good off front iron. I still like the fact he's shooting it. Ingles, transition, looking for Wilburn down low. They give it to Myers. Three from the wing. Bouncing, no good. Rebound. White kicks it out to Wilbur. Bounce pass down low to Winkleman. Actually, that's Birchfield. Misses a shot. Rebound played by Bowling. Myers got another crack at it. He missed it. Cats back the other way. McCarty. Now to Brashear. Has it the elbow. Down low to Bowling. Back to Brashear. Kicks it over to the wing. Long three tailing. No good. Rebound play. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by Round County. Wildcats will get it at 4:10 mark. So Eli Bradley comes in the game for the first time tonight for Bath County, replacing Robinson. Ball's inbound to McCarty. Eli three, no good. Rebound to play by Myers. Crossing the midcourt stripe, looking up the floor to Ingles. Gives to Wilburn. Now to Myers. Just an unselfish group, Todd. I think that's going to be their biggest plus going into postseason play. Myers goes to the corner. To Ingles. Back out to Myers. 3:48 to go here in the second quarter.
And they're sound. They're solid.
Oh, yeah. Everybody handles it. Everybody shoots it well. Nobody's tall. Nobody's real strong. But they do everything else well outside of that. And that'll probably be their Waterloo come later in the year. But until you make probably the second round of that regional tournament, you're going to be just fine. Long jumper is missed by the Vikings. Rebound the play by Brashear. Takes his guy off the dribble, gets to the baseline. Shot taken and good. That came much need of a basket. Brashear provides it, making it 34-10. As Myers keeps his dribble alive out top. 3:03 to go here in the second quarter. The first game between these two teams was a 69-39 Round County win. They're playing better basketball tonight.
Round County or Bath County?
All around. Bath County's tied that performance, I think.
We did score in the first quarter.
They give it to Wilburn. Jumper from 15, no good. Ball is controlled by Bradley. Bradley gives to Saul wide open. No good. That's just kind of indicative of how the night went. Round County makes a defensive mistake, leaves somebody wide open. And Saul misses that one. So 2.5 to go here in the period, in the half. 34-10. Ball's inbound out top to Saul at the 2:26 mark. He gives up to McCarty. Eli tries to pass to the wing to Bradley. Goes off his hands out of bounds. Todd, who's your Super Bowl pick? I haven't asked you. Or do you care?
Well, I mean, I can make an argument for both teams. But I kind of like Purdy. San Francisco.
It would be different. You know, with all those good teams that San Francisco's had, they've not won.
I mean, McCaffrey, I think, is just unreal.
Jumper from Myers for 3:36.
Just underrated.
And see, I'm a Swifty, but I agree with you.
I have no problem with that either. I mean, I like Kelce and Mahomes.
And as far as, you know, I like Shanahan. I like his coaching tree.
Yep,
the Bengals may not have a coach right now if it weren't for the Shanahan McVay tree. So, you know, you've got to root for those guys. And Shanahan's maybe not the most likable coach, and Andy Reid is the most likable coach, but he's got a ring on every finger. So you kind of would like something new. I really don't care.
I just hope it's a good game.
There's a jumper from Iris, another three, making it 39-10. There's a steal by Myers at midcourt. Took it away from Sorrow on a pass. Skip pass across the defense. It goes out of bounds. Nice shot by McCarty stepping in passing lane. Preston Roos is in, replacing Sorrow.
Preston played good in that JV game.
Preston has played good, you know, for the most part this year. He's making some jump shots when given the opportunity, and he works pretty hard on defense, too. Long jumper from three that's no good by Wilburn. I guess they can't all go in. Wilburn's going to get another crack at it. Decides not to take three over to Myers. His three is up. It's good.
Uh-huh. I mean, he's got the hot hand. Let's feed him until he goes cold.
How many's he got? He got 20 yet?
Something like that.
Double team.
I mean, he has 15 and give him six in this quarter. That gives him 21.
Bradley looking down low to Bowling. They kick it out to McCarty. Misses everything for three. Ball hits the deck. Rebound by Roussas. He's double teamed and it's taken away by Watson. And then Bathcombe is called on a reach in foul.
It's two on Braden.
So with 42 seconds to go, Bathcombe is down 42-10. Dodge his pace, you. You almost expect the R word.
Brown County wins.
Running clock, two words. Brown County's going to keep the clock moving here as they want to get a good look here toward the end of the quarter. Myers kicks it back up top and throws away. And Bath County will get it back with 25 seconds to go here in the first half. So you really just want to get some type of positivity on a good possession going into the locker room, especially when you're down 32. And here's a ball kicked out of bounds. If you're just joining our broadcast, Lady Cats with a win tonight. Boys struggling mightily here at Warren H. Cooper. Bath County's Bradley has it out top, gives it to Braden Roussas, talks to 13 seconds, and they call a travel out top. So the Cats back on defense, clocks at 7 seconds. Watson kicks it over, Ingles fakes the three. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Watson jumper just inside the arc. And that is it for the first half of play, thankfully, if you're a Bath County fan. Score 44 round. Bath County 10. We'll be back with the halftime stats and much more as your broadcast continues here on your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats, WKCA.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Well, Welcome back as we reach halftime here at Round County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, Round County up big on their home floor, 44-10. It started off, Bath County up 4-0. They were playing against a group of Bath County, or Round County seniors, rather, that are not their usual starting five. And those guys were able to play a couple minutes, and Bath County took control. And then as soon as Brade Myers came into the game, he's their senior. He's their second leading scorer behind Kobe Wilburn. Wilburn, Watson, Maxie, that whole crew came in, and Todd, it flipped. The script changed. Round County turned the defensive notch up quite a bit. And here we are with a 34-point halftime differential.
Yes. And I got some stats from this first half. Round County, 17-35 from the floor, 48.6%. 5-17 behind the arc for 29%. 5-9 from the charity strike for 55%. Bath County on the other side of things, 2-19 from the floor, 10%. 1-10 behind the arc, 10%. And 5-6 from the charity strike for 83%. Round County was led in scoring by Braden Myers, 23 points, 11 points for Deshaun Watson, 3 points for Jace Winkleman, 3 points for Slade White, 2 points for Weston Maxey, and 2 points for Cody Wilburn. Bath County was led in scoring. Taylor Sorrell with 4 points. Fontana Bashir also 4 points, and 2 points for Alan Bowling. Both of his points coming from charity stripe. Taylor has the only make from behind the arc where he's 1 of 5. He's 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. And Montana Bashir has 1 of 2 from the field and 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. As far as turnovers, I said that was going to be something huge for Bath County. Bath County in that first half turned the ball over 17 times to Round County's 2. As far as rebounding, Bath County did pull down 20 total rebounds. Round County got 16. They did pretty good on the rebounding edge, but 17 turnovers, coughing it back up. Round County with 12 steals. Bath County with 1. The only steal in the ball game for Bath County is Mo Rennie. Rennie has the 3 personal fouls, 2 personals for Braden Roussis. Only other cats with any kind of fouls are Taylor Sorrell with 1, Montana Bashir with 1, and Alan Bowling with 1. Round County has nobody with more than 2, and they only have 1, and that's Weston Maxey. He's got 2 personals. But, you know, the points off turnovers, Round County leads that one 31-0. Second chance points, Round County 10-1 in that. And, you know, Bath County just getting out, hustled and outplayed this evening here in Round County, as the Vikings able to put up some pretty big numbers in that first half. But, you know, the 31 points off turnovers, that's hard to swallow regardless of who you are. And Bath County only making 2 shots from the field. When you're only getting, you know, half the shots that your other team has put up against you and you only made 2 of them, that makes it rough.
It does. And, there's some emotion, you know, from this Round County coaching staff. And, you know, if you follow any of the storylines over the years with this Round County basketball team, they've had drama, they've had issues, they've had stuff go on, and you read the newspapers. So it's an emotional night for them, and it's been an emotional season for them in that they are good again. They were not good last year. They were not very good the year before. And, you know, Zach Otis sort of took control of this rivalry. He really did. And, you know, you go back and look at, you know, these Round County teams over these last 2-3 years, they have just not been their old dominant selves. Well, Coach Thacker, even in his, you know, public address announcement here before the game with the seniors, you know, he's happy that they're back to that dominance. And, you know, they're 10 games above 500. They come in with a 15-8 record. They'll be 16-8 tonight. They come off a big one against Fleming County, and Fleming County just knocked off Ashland. So Fleming County is considered a top 2 or 3 team in the region, and Round County feels like they are too. Round County is looking at the number 1 seed over Fleming County, you know, right in the eye. Round County will host the 61st District Tournament, so they're going to get a home game, probably in a championship, most likely, unless something crazy happens. That's where they are with the, you know, with the seeding and the standings. So, you know, a lot is going right for them, and you somehow come in here on the senior night, and, you know, we're not really fully healthy. You know, without Jace, he's one of our kind of emotional leaders. You know, he's a guy that's going to – he's your rah-rah guy here on the basketball team. And, you know, not having that out there, not having those 12 or 13 points and six rebounds that he pulls and scores, it's going to hurt you too. And you got Mo that's in foul trouble. Talen isn't getting enough shots. Brashear hasn't played really good in the first half. So when you kind of put all that together, it's been a tough, tough night, and everything that probably could have went wrong did for the five that was on the floor for Bath County this whole first half.
You're exactly right. When you only get 10 points, most of those have come from charity stripe. You know, five of your 10 has come from charity stripe.
Yeah.
And your last bucket was at the 331 mark, and that was an actual field goal, a two-point basket. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I mean, you're going through 3 and 4 minute droughts mm-hmm. between baskets. And, you know, against a team like Brown County, who's controlling the pace, Watson has went on a field day with steals. I mean, he's got 5 steals.
Well, and I think you're right. He's been unbelievably quick on defense, and we've thrown balls that have hit him right in his chest that he should have stolen. But here's the part that's frustrating to me, and I know it's driving Coach Perry nuts. It's the turnovers in the backcourt where guys aren't coming to the basketball. It's turnovers in the backcourt when your guards are leaving and running off and leaving a player. It's the turnovers in the backcourt where you're leading someone toward Round Kenny's basket with a weak pass that they're turning into a basket underneath their own hoop. And when those things are happening, how in the world are you going to get shots on your end of the floor? It's not going to happen. You know, your press offense has been sort of non-existent. And these are all things, and I'm sure he's sitting here thinking, we work on this. You know, we had 13 days off during Snowmageddon, and we worked on these things. We worked on our press offense. We worked on crisp passes. We worked on playing when we're tired. Now, let's throw that into the mix, too. If Bath County were to play tomorrow, they would have played 4 games in 5 days. This team did not need to be playing tomorrow. And I know it would have been senior day, and I know it would have been against an easy opponent. 4 games in 5 days for a struggling basketball team that is struggling with fundamentals is probably not the best medicine. So we're going to be able to pick up that senior night if you're just on air broadcast. We will be able to pick up a senior night against Berea next week and be able to get those festivities. What these 7 seniors really deserve is a night devoted strictly to them. But in the interim, this team probably needs just a little reset Super Bowl weekend and hopefully get things right, because you're going to be a huge underdog in a district game in about 2 weeks. So let's try to finish as strong as possible. But it's been a tough go of it, and it's been a tough watch. And I know there's a lot of people made their way out here. There's a lot of people listening at home and watching and picking it up on live Facebook feeds. It's been a tough one, and I feel bad for our guys because I know they put in the work. And like Coach Perry says at the end of every broadcast, we are giving effort. It is not the lack of effort. Right now it's just the lack of execution, and then that other team is a defensive juggernaut. And you throw all that into the pot and mix it up, it's just coming out for a tough night here for Bath County. As we start this third quarter from Round County High School, enough of us. Basketball is in the hands of Roussis. Braden gives it up to Sorrell. Now back to Braden. He's looking to post for Rennie. Throws it through his paws. Turnover. Round County back the other way. Maxey. Little up and under. Shots taken. No good. Rennie affected that one. Wilburn lays it up and in. Offensive glass for Round County. An easy two. 46-10, and the clock be running. 36-point Round County lead. Braden Roussis comes up and gets a basketball. He's bumped.
2 on Wilburn.
The clock will not stop from this point forward. Once it hits 35, there's no putting it back in the tube. Sorrell takes it. He's picked up man-to-man by Braden Myers, top of the key.
You know, it's kind of a good rule that they've put in, but
it is. You just don't want to be on this end of it. Now top of the basketball is Rennie. Goes behind his back with it. Loses it for a moment. It's touched last by Ingles in front of the Round County bench. Just a lot of dribbling here for the Cats. And, you know, the coaching staff saying, let's get it to a guard. Let's get good looks to the basket. Let's don't just dribble it around that top. Sorrell takes it, gives it over to McCarty. He tries to hit a cutting Brashear backdoor. Round County steals it. Round County's McCarty steals it back. Sorrell catches on the baseline. Clock's at 6:20 to go here in this third quarter. Here's a pass over to Roussis. Braden with a skip pass to Bashir. Pass back to Roussis. Looks to get it inside to Rennie, and it's stolen away by Maxey as he stepped in the passing lane. Over to Wilburn. Three up from the corner. Good. 49-10. Sorrell mounts pass to McCarty. Back to Taylor. And now to Bashir. Puts down a few dribbles. Now goes to Rennie. Step back jumper just inside the arc is no good. Pretty good look at it. Rebound to play by Watson. He finds Maxey. Running layup. Transition basketball at its finest. That makes the score 51-10. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this word. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Fifty-1-10 is our score here from Rouse County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, Bath County struggling. Just trying to break some pressure. Cooper Cox in the game for Bath County.
That's him with their JV out there.
Class. Chase Robbins. Well, let's get these guys some reps. Because here's a reach in. And I will be honest with you, the starters haven't played well. There's no problem with this. Just kind of move on and see if you can have somebody step up and have a good ball game for you. As Bradley steps out to get it, he's going to play the point. He's in the backcourt with Roussis. It's Preston. And here's a double dribble. Bradley had a miscommunication there. You still can't double dribble it. I mean, you've got to your cutter may have not went where you thought he was going, but that doesn't mean that you give up on the play. I think that's what happened. So back in the 2-3 zone, you got Bowling and Robinson and Cooper Cox on the backside. Got top of the two guards, Bradley and Roussis. They go to the corner to Ingles. Now back out top to Myers.
I didn't know what Cookie wanted there.
And there's a jumper from three that is no good. Shot was missed by Wilbur. Rebound the play by Cooper Cox.
He just likes to say that name. He plays baseball.
He's one of our young baseball players. Robinson transition, misses about a 10-footer. Rebound the play by Myers. Jumper from three, no good. Rebound the play by Bradley. He's got a one-on-one with Wilburn. Lays it up and no good. He will go to the line for two. Clock continues to run with the 41-point cushion. Roundhouse coming in with five guys. And I think Coach Thacker's just responding, saying, well, I didn't really realize you guys were going to come with five new ones and young ones, and I'm going to do the same thing. So this is going to be a chance to get some of the seniors that don't play a lot in the game here for Round County. This is their senior night who are just joining us. That's why we are running late. The running clock will catch that up. Free throw number one is good by Bradley. He will get a second. Lefty shooter wears number four. Winkleman White. Birchfield. Gavin Myers. As well as Rose, number two Rose, Grant Rose. We saw some of him in Owingsville. Free throw number two is up and good by Bradley. That makes it 51-12.
There's 2 points in the third quarter.
5 minutes in. Winkleman has it on the wing, guarded by Cox. They get it down to the baseline. Nice little wraparound bounce pass up and good. Two easy points there for Birchfield. Bradley gives it over to Cox on the wing, has it on the baseline, needs some help. Back to Bradley, into Roosis, over to Cox. Skip past Coventry Robinson, his three is up. No good off the back iron. Rebound by Winkleman. Takes it down the other way, gets to White. He faked the three, decided not to take it. He missed one by about 6 feet earlier, and I don't think he was ready to pull the trigger on that one.
I think his dad had been working with him on his three-point shooting.
Long three is missed. They missed that one badly, too. That was Myers. Cooper Cox transition, shots missed. Coming out with the basketball is Brown County, and we got a foul on Robinson as he reaches in and fouls Birchfield. And what happens sometimes in these games, Todd, these kids that haven't played a lot or haven't played a lot together, they get in here and they're so amped up and they're not ready to make these shots. And I'm not at all saying White or whoever these guys aren't real good shooters, but they're just not ready to shoot because they're so open or they're so hyped up or both.
Yeah, we've seen them be short. We've seen them shoot them. Come off the rafters.
White with two more to post. That gets him six. A good drop step. He's been really good on the inside. The neat shoot outside. 55-12, 136 to go here in the third. Running clock. Elbow. Bowling. Bashford's out there for Bath County now. Roussis gives it up to Bradley. Over to Bashford on the wing. Gets in the paint. Finds an open Robinson. I should have shot it. He was open from about 10 feet. Tried to feed it inside the bowling. It's stolen away. White back the other way. Clock's at 1:07. Over to Birchfield.
You know, when you look at these guys out here, you're like, oh, they don't look too bad. Look who they go against in practice every day.
Right. Because there's a jumper just inside the arc that's made by Birchfield. It's Breeden's third basket. Clock's 52 seconds. Here in this third quarter of play, Bradley is bumped on his way to basket. Clock will continue to run at 40 seconds. So Bradley will trigger under the Bath County basket. We were approaching the end of the third quarter, 57-12. If you're just joining us, it's been a lot of Round County. Preston Roussis misses a three. Rebound to play by Birchfield. Transition basketball, nobody picks up. Number two, that's Grant Rose. Makes it 59-12. And here's a ball that's deflected away from Bradley. Goes out of bounds. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. And that is the end of the third quarter. So Bath County will not get another possession. Scores 59-12. Bath County leads Bath. We'll be back in 60 seconds for this final fourth quarter after these words.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
Final 8 minutes here from Round County High School. Much anticipated final 8 minutes. We kid. Keep from crying. It's 59-12. Round County down. As a turnover by Round County as they get it into Goldberg.
He's got a TV show, doesn't he?
I know. His grandfather had a car lot,
the Goldberg.
Yep. There's a three-point shot that is no good by Eli McCarty, rebounded by Rennie. That kind of keeps it. So Wildcats back with their starters, trying to get some positive vibes coming out of this final 8 minutes. As Mo gets it down low, over to Roosis. Braden's three is up. Good. Breaks a little drought. Gets Bath County up to 15 points, 59-15. With 7:16 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Goldberg has it out top. Jonathan Thacker in the game here for Round County as well. Rose gives it up to Winkleman. Takes it, puts it off the window, and scores from the right side. As he took Sarl to the basket, 61-15, 6:55 to go. He's all right. Long three. Taylor Sarl, he makes it. 61-18. 6:44 in counting. Goldberg has it. Tyler Key shots up from 15. No good. Rennie rebound. Sarl transition. Puts up a shot, and it is blocked. Winkleman comes out with a rebound as well. 61-18. Winkleman coast to coast. Lays it up. No good. Rebound Roosters. Braden puts down a few dribbles. Gives to Taylor. Two-on-one break. Up to Montana Brashear. Makes the basket, and he's fouled. The worst part about a foul in the act of shooting, with the running clock, it may take a minute off the clock to get a free throw. So you just want to shoot it quick and go. But if you're down 35 plus, it's kind of the price you pay. Montana's free throw is good. Three-point play is complete. 61-21, 40-point ball game. These two teams played to a 69-39 final back on January 25th. So this one, not as good as that one. Winkleman gets the ball caught on his hip. Pretty crafty move. It just wasn't a basketball move.
I thought he was trying to hide it up under his shirt there.
Kind of
like the old football fumble rooskies, you know.
You're a magician, Todd. It's kind of like a magic trick gone bad.
Yeah.
As here's a pass out top to Sarl. You got McCarty. Down low to Rennie. Nice give to Brashear. Shot's taken and one. Montana going to stuff the stat book here late. A good look there by Rennie. And a good shot there by Montana. That's going to make it 61-23. But once again, it's going to take about a minute to get this foul shot to fall. We're already 25 seconds in. As the running clock continues. Montana's free throw bounce is good. 61-24. 4:52 to go here in this fourth and final period. Brown County gives it up out top. Into the hands of Luke White. Coming out and getting the ball is Goldberg. Has it top of the key. He takes his guy off the bounce, gets in the paint. Shot's taken and good. And the crowd explodes. They were really trying to get Goldberg a bucket. And as they go down low to Rennie, he kicks it to Roosis. Rennie has it in the corner. Jump shot's up inside the arc. No good. Rebound on the play by Birchfield. Three-point shot is blocked by Rennie. Back the other way is the catch. No one transition. They call a travel. I didn't think Mo ever caught it to travel with it, but nonetheless, he is called for the violation. Round County will get a possession as they bring some more substitutions in the game. Number 30, Drew Eplin. Number 22, Kanan Arrowwood. Really testing our program, Todd. We are definitely equipped to handle it. Talks at 3:24 and running. Thacker got it on the inbound. And they throw it away. As Eplin tried to find Thacker on the wing and just threw it out of bounds. Clock's at 3 minutes. Sorrell walks it up across the midcourt stripe. Braden reaches the side of a three. Goes into Brashear. Puts down a dribble. Shots up from 16. No good off the back iron. Rebound on the play by Round County. It's deflected out of bounds by Sorrell. Eplin was the ball handler there. So a host of substitution for Bath County coming in. Bradley, Preston, Richards, Bowling, Bashford, and Robinson for the Cats. Clock's at 2:44 to go in this fourth quarter. Stay tuned after our game. We'll have our post-game awards featuring some of these Wildcats. Goldberg, step back three's on its way, and man, it just about went, and I believe this place would have exposed if he'd made it. Rebound the play by Roosius. Back the other way. Bashford has it. Inside to Bradley. Out to Preston Roosius. Over to Robinson. His three is up. In and out, no good. Rebound Bashford goes up and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. We'll see how long it takes us to shoot two free throws here.
2:12.
It was 2:12, so we're just going to see this. This is a theory that Todd and I have talked about over the years. So Bashford's first three free throw is no good at 2 minutes. Oh, they're going to stop the clock now, which is very kind. Shot number two is up. It's no good as well. Ball hits the deck. Rebounded by Goldberg. He gets out there at the two-minute mark. Round County on the run. Back to Goldberg. Thought about a three. In the paint. Drop step. Hook shot. No good off the back iron. Rebound on the play by Bradley. Over to Bashford. His three's up. No good. Rebound Bowling. His putback is no good. He'll go to the free throw line himself. So Bath County trailing 63-24. Bowling will shoot two for the junior.
Oh, they stopped it again, Patrick.
It's a good thing. Shot number one's good. We'll get a second. Isaiah Williams in for Bath County for placing the guard Bradley. And Bowling will be replaced here shortly by Grigsby if he were to make this free throw. Shot number two's up. Shot number two is good. So you got Williams, Roosius, Grigsby, Bashford, and Robinson. Walking up here at Brown County. Brown has it, forces a three, no good. Rebound to play by Williams. He has it back tipped out of bounds. It'll be Bath County basketball. Clock continues to run at 1:13. Balls inbound to Preston. Roosius walks it up. Gives it over to Bashford, over to Grigsby. Inside to Robinson. Jumper from 10 feet is no good. Rebound is pulled out there by Bashford to Grigsby. Hook shot is up and good. Nice little reverse layup on the baseline. Contorting his body and putting a little hook in. As they get it to Goldberg. Takes it to the basket, lays it up and in. Goldberg with 4 points here for Round County. Clock's at 30 seconds. Bashford shot's taken. He's fouled. And that will send Bath County's junior to the free throw line. Shot number one is good. He will get a second. Shot number two is good. 65-30, 18 seconds. Shots taken and no good here by Thacker. Ball hits the deck. Lucius gets it into the front court. 8 seconds. Over to Williams. He'll shoot a three at the buzzer. It's no good. And that, folks, is going to do it from Round County. Final score. Vikings 65. Bath County Wildcats 30. Bath County's going to improve to 16-8 on the season, 9-3 in the region, and 5-1 in district play. Bath County falls to 6-18, 2-13 in the district, and 0-6 in the 61st district. As Todd's going to get us some postgame stats together, we'll have the postgame show, postgame awards, and much more Stay tuned to our postgame broadcast here on WKCA, your home of the Wildcats.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams? The car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back here. Round County Senior High School, as I do have some final stats from tonight's contest. Round County, 48.2% from the floor, 24% behind the arc, 55% from the charity stripe. Bath County shot 18% from the floor, 15% behind the arc, and 81% from the charity stripe. Round County was led in scoring 23 points for Braden Myris, 11 points for Watson, 7 points for Wilburn, 5 points for Winkleman, 5 points for White, Slade White, 4 points for Birchfield, 4 points for Goldberg, 4 points for Maxey, 2 points for Grant Rose, and that rounded out the round counting 65 points. Bath County was led scoring by Brashear with 10 points, 7 points for Taylor Sorrell, 4 points for Alan Bowling, 3 points for Braden Roussis, 2 points for Eli Bradley, also 2 points for Zach Grigsby, and 2 points for Jason Bashford. Bath County did out-rebound the Vikings 34-27. Bath County committed 23 turnovers to only 6 for the Vikings. Second chance points was 12-8 in favor of Round County, but the points off turnovers, 38-6 Round County over Bath County.
Yeah, and as we wrap up our broadcast here and we go through some of our post-game awards, you know, it's tough. You know, we're not going to lie to you. It's tough to celebrate awards on a night where we really struggle. And, you know, if there's anybody that can talk about coming to Round County as a basketball player and struggling, I can talk to you. We talk all night. And, you know, it's a program that it's a storied program here in the 16th region. And, you know, this 61st district, they've dominated outside of a couple good runs by Fleming County and a couple good Bath County teams. It has been all Round County for years here in the 61st district, and they've kind of got back to where they want to be as far as elite here in this 61st district. So, Players of Game Awards. We'll start off with our R.L. Cottle Construction Company Offensive Player of the Game. And Todd, I'm going to give it to a player that we don't call his name a lot. And me and you got on the same page here. He was 4-4 in free throws. He played good offensively. He had 3 offensive rebounds of his 6, which led the team. I'm going to say we give it to Alan Bowling. He doesn't play a lot of minutes. You know, with Rennie coming into the picture, it's really limited some of the post minutes, and rightfully so. But Alan works really hard, and I know football is extremely important to him, and If he's going to play at that next level, it probably is the football player. But he helps this basketball team. I thought he was one of our best consistent offensive players tonight. He's your R.L. Collo Construction Company Offensive Player of the Game. Schwartz is mowing unsung hero. Tommy usually gives somebody that doesn't get a lot of love in the stat book, that does some things that maybe was a little bit outside the norm or something we normally don't see, or somebody that just chipped in and did something off the score sheet. Who you got?
Zach Grigsby, the very acrobatic move that he made with that basket there late in the game. I like the way he played. I also like, you know, of the non-starters who came in there and did a little bit of something. You know, Cooper Cox, he really struggled, but he was on a big stage when he got to look up out there, you know. But just those guys coming in there, knowing that they're in mop-up time and just holding their composure and trying to play hard, I really like those two guys tonight.
And as far as our defensive player of the game, we're brought to you by Downtown Athletic Club. I'm going to give this to a player that you and I have watched play a lot of JV basketball this year. There's a couple ones we could do here, but the JV guys don't always get a lot of love. They never have. And we've got several we could give it to. But Jason Bashford has had a really, really good JV season. And Bradley's played really well, too. And both those guys had good defensive games tonight. So we're going to give it to those two guys, two fellas that we don't call their names a lot on these broadcasts because they aren't playing a lot of minutes.
But they're, and when they do call them, it's for offense. They're not doing defense. Bradley had 5 rebounds on the defensive side.
Yep.
He led Bath Kenny in defensive rebounds at 5.
Yep.
I could not give him something.
Right. So we'll give those guys some attention and some credit for tonight's ball game, even though it was a loss 65-30, as we talked about earlier. Bath County falls to 6-18. Grand Canyon improves to 16-8. That's going to wrap things up for our broadcast. Thanks to Hannah back at the studio, all of our listeners, and all of our sponsors that make our WKCA broadcast possible. So until next time, for Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.